see what happens, right? It is, anything can happen in the next half hour. This is, it is 9 a.m. here in Los Angeles, and it's Wednesday, April 17th, A.D., 2024. Let me make sure that the video is going. Yes, indeed. Let me kick on my IG Live. Not that anybody watches there. That's fine. I don't care. I will revisit those ladies who were dressing all provocatively at the WNBA. I have uncensored pics, so I'll tell the kids to cover their eyes. And I may play it during the break. I'm thinking I'll do that during the break music because I want to play this Starfire 59 song that's almost like 8 minutes long. It's two songs, actually. Well, one song and an instrumental. It bleeds into the instrumental. And so that's a long Work Hard Wednesday song. Hake will be hardly working during that time. And then, of course, Volmar Wednesdays. I'm always excited about Volmar Wednesdays. He's one of the most unexciting people, but I like his stuff. Shout out to Volmar, Justin Volmar. We will also cover Obama, socialist, which is to say mama, evil, thief, liar, wolf in sheep's clothing. I have a couple of proofs from 1998 and 2001. And I also saw a video from when Trump was elected. He went and visited Acropolis or somewhere up in Greece, Athens, something like that. And he played like, oh, we need to spread the wealth around. What a phony, mama, evil. Snake in the grass, just like my caller who voted for him twice. But hey, we don't judge the phonies. We are all phonies, evil, snake in the grass communists, right? If you have anger, you're a liberal. Emotions. And some other things. The Fed is anti-Trump and anti-conservative. That's a fact. So hopefully I'll get to at least those three things and your calls, guys, and maybe other things. You're welcome to call in 888-775-3773. You're also welcome to Super Chat. I did see some Super Chats. The reason I'm revisiting the WNBA, I don't want to call them bad words, ladies, is because of Gregatron with the Super Chat. He's like, what's wrong with you? The point is they're pretty and they're showing off. It's not that immodest, so I'm going to show you the censored and uncensored versions. Well, Hassan will help me. I just gave him like twice as many super screenshots as normal. But anyway, guys, let's get right on. Oh, I have to get my Hake thing. With the show! How you guys doing? I'm fine. I got nothing special on today, just a shirt. It's a size medium, and it says Forest Home. Not to be confused with Forest Lawn. It's one of those fake Christian emotional family camp places. A little bit better, maybe, than the Stronger Men's Conference, though, maybe. Marginal. How embarrassing that clip was. You guys see that Stronger Men's Conference thing? Josh Hawley spoke there. The guy with the deep voice. He sounds like way older and tougher and more manly than he looks. I mean, he's a slim guy and young looking. Big hair. Nice hair. But Josh Hawley, the senator from Missouri? Somewhere. 2 hours in Forrest Gump. I never really saw that whole movie. I've seen bits of it. Not interested. That other one where he was on a deserted island was fun, though. Okay. Let's dive right into this Obama throwback to prove to you guys, because some of you guys are like, I wasn't paying attention during Obama, or he wasn't that bad. Well, here's proof that he was evil. This is a clip from 1998, a tip from our greatest co-host. Well, he's tied with Joel Friday. Based, big bump. Obama at Loyola University in the year 1998. Did you know that he was around in 1998? I didn't hear about him until 2007, when they were all pumped about him. Some of my friends who were liberals, Mexicans, all excited about Obama. Shaking my head. Excitement. Following the crowd. Getting caught up. That was a cult if I ever heard one. Oh my goodness. And people were, even some of my white friends were like, the women, college, it needs to happen. Either a woman or a black president. What? That was shocking to hear. Christians, no less. Ridiculous. Evil. Blind brainwashed people. That's understandable. Hey, clip 31 is what I want to play. I don't know if this is going to come in loud or quiet. It's been a while since I played clips, or I've had Hassan play clips. And it's not the nice ProRes thing either. It's the lame-o kind. But I think it'll work. I mean, he's done it before. He knows how to handle it, I think. This is Obama at Loyola University talking about redistribution. Here it is.
Let me just close by saying,
oh, no.
Think about the policy research.
Oh, it does sound creepy. Wait, now I can't hear anything. I can't hear anything. Can you guys hear anything? It's not supposed to echo. No, no, no. I don't think. Complicated business, folks. Complicated business. But he's never... I only set it up as though he had...
Where are your clips? The Hank Report folder?
Yeah, in the Studio 4. The world. Oh, so you don't know how to play it? But you've played clips before with no problem, right? How do you... Do you play it through Wirecast? Oh, you play it through Wirecast? Because I set it up so that you could play through that other thing.
Oh, okay. Okay, hold on.
Yeah, just play it through that other thing. Just don't play it twice, because then it will mess up. Complicated business, folks. Complicated business. Two, says people. Two means no, not working. One means yes, it's working fine. Three means a little iffy. Extremely echoey. Okay, so let me know when it's set to go. But yeah, Obama was a redistribution of wealth, kind of lame-o, evil, communist, socialist guy. And we used to know that socialism was evil, and now they don't know that it's evil. The audio quality on IG seems to be a bit weird. I hear that a lot. I hear that, even on the church stream. So I don't know what's going on. That's Caster for you. We're using Caster to multi-stream, or I am. I knew a few women who you would prove how he is socialist, and they said they were against socialism, but then they said it has to happen, so they wanted to vote for that. Shrugging emoji, says Kupo Anthony. So give me the thumbs up if and when you have it ready to go. Cut to the art segment in the meantime, says Rose. terrible. Crazy. Equality is commie. Yes, it is. And now you have the lame Republicans believing in equality. Oh, we believe in equality, just not equity. Silly. Because of that line in the Declaration of Independence, All men were created equal. We hold it self-evident that all men were created equal. And what does that mean? It doesn't mean what they pretend that it means, if it even is true. You can say there's no difference between people spiritually. But on earth, you don't get the same stuff. And you don't get even the same opportunities. There is no equal opportunity. It's dumb. People have completely different lives. And most of it is they bring it on themselves. There were Christians who used to say, hey, life is 10% what happens to you and 90% how you react to it. And that's a fact. That's totally a fact. But these people are like, hey, they have a can't-do attitude. And that can't-do attitude is spreading even among the vax people. I was like, you were dumb enough to take the schmacks. Okay, and then I'll get to this. Thanks, man. Thanks for the thumbs up. You were dumb enough to take the schmacks, and I posted that. Hake is on TikTok. I posted that on TikTok, and somebody said, dumb enough? You were going to get fired, and then you couldn't get other jobs wouldn't hire you if you didn't take the schmacks. And you couldn't travel. Well, you don't have to travel. You don't have to work at the job that you are at which you are. I get that it's maybe unjust or unfair and wrong. I worked at a place where it didn't matter. And I don't disclose whether I got the schmacks or not anyway. But you don't just sacrifice your health just because you're going to have to go through something. Or put your health at risk just because you're going to go through something. Meaning you have to suspend travel. By travel, they mean get on an airplane, by the way. They don't mean just getting in your car or getting on the bicycle. That's why you sue, says Bradley. Maybe. Next time the schmacks comes around, no one will have a choice, says Pete. We don't know what's going to happen. You don't know what's going to happen. But there's always a way. But stop being a victim. This victimhood mess is spreading. And that's not the solution, this anger and stuff. Okay, so you ready to do it? Here is Obama being a socialist in 1998. Check it out.
Let me just close by saying, as we think about the policy research surrounding the issues that I just named, policy research for the working poor, broadly defined, I think that what we're going to have to do is somehow resuscitate the notion that government action can be effective at all. There has been a systematic, I don't think it's too strong to call it a propaganda campaign.
Yes.
Against the possibility of government action and its
yes.
efficacy. And I think some of it has been deserved. You know, Chicago Housing Authority has not been a model of good policy making. And neither necessarily have been the Chicago Public Schools. What that means then is that as we try to resuscitate this notion that we're all in this thing together, leave nobody behind.
No.
We do have to be innovative in thinking what are the delivery systems that are actually effective and meet people where they live. And my suggestion, I guess, would be that the trick, this is one of the few areas where I think there are technical issues that have to be dealt with as opposed to just political issues. I think the trick is figuring out how do we structure government systems that pool resources and hence facilitate some redistribution, because I actually believe in redistribution, at least at a certain level, to make sure that everybody's got a shot.
Everybody's got a shot. Leave nobody behind. Snake in the grass. Mama spirit. Totally evil. By saying government action, he means government meddling in the situation, which the government has already been meddling in the situation. That's partly what's been messing stuff up. Because it's been spoiling people and subsidizing stuff, which increases the cost of the so-called health insurance and medical bills and all that stuff. Government meddling in that stuff and subsidizing stuff. Edumamification. I disavow that, Lee, in the chat. Hake, you can insert actual vote polls in the chat. I know, but I'm using a different service from the thing. Everybody's got a shot. By shot, he means vax. No, I'm kidding. But he would be kind of like that. Leave nobody behind? No. What made America great, I argue, perhaps, is when you would be left behind. Sink or swim. Work or you don't eat. I heard, and I don't know if it's true, but I believe that sometimes immigrants came here because this is the land of opportunity. But it's also the land of you don't get taken care of when you're a bum. It used to be. Now you get taken care of as a bum. This is why the libertarians, we call them lalbertarians, were not for open borders because we have a welfare state where people get taken care of when they're bums. And yes, the illegals and the legals get taken care of. I actually believe in redistribution, he said. So there in your face, Joe from Phoenix, who said, oh no, he said spread the wealth around, and he was talking about helping make opportunities in businesses and stuff like that. Government meddling, which is what Obamacare was. More like Obama doesn't care. Romney had the same thing. He had like a Romney care. More like Romney doesn't care back when he was the Mormon governor of Massachusetts before he became a carpetbagger to the real Mormon state of based Utah. Shame on those lame-o Mormons who kept on reelecting that rhino. But who are we to criticize? There's a whole bunch of evil rhinos who are so-called normal Christians whom we reelect over and over again. I voted for W twice. Mr. Pink says he said flat out, I believe in redistribution. And Joe said the other day, he didn't say that. Because Joe from Phoenix thought that he only had one speech. That's from 1998. Was he a senator already by that point? Or was he still just a, this is Obama, was he just a community organizer? Blind, brainwashed college mama. Leave nobody behind. Obama the socialist. I have another clip. Can you get that other one ready? Clip 32, is it ready? Let's go ahead and start this because I don't want to drag this too long. Here's Obama in 2001 at, what was this place? CPR. What's CPR? Oh, Chicago Public Radio. It's kind of like NPR, National Public Radio, but this is Chicago, specifically public radio. So NPR is liberal lamos who pretend to be fair-minded. Wasn't there some type of scandal at NPR? There was like a whistleblower and they, about something, and NPR's head is like a crazy psycho gal, mildly attractive. And there was some I thought that there was some scandal brewing. Or controversy, anyway. Well, here he is, CPR 2000. Oh, thanks. Oh, Nick fixed it. Thanks, Nick. And Hassan. They're both smarter than Hake. I was just commenting before the show started that I wanted to get to be like Joel Friday and run my show by myself. But I haven't lifted a finger to do it. So hit it, Hassan. Thank God. Check it out.
Let me just close
by
saying...
No, not that one. Here it is, 2001. Chicago Public Radio.
The Supreme Court never ventured into the issues of redistribution of wealth. The tragedies of the civil rights movement was because the civil rights movement became so court-focused, I think that there was a tendency to lose track of the political and community organizing and activities on the ground that are able to put together the actual coalitions of power through which you bring about redistributive change.
Play that one more time. Oh, no. Can you? Are you able to play that one more time? Without it messing up? Nice.
The Supreme Court never ventured into the issues of redistribution of wealth. The tragedies of the civil rights movement was because the civil rights movement became so court-focused, I think that there was a tendency to lose track of the political and community organizing and activities on the ground that are able to put together the actual coalitions of power through which you bring about redistributive change.
What an evil person. He wanted redistributive change. The Supreme Court never got delved into issues of redistribution of wealth. I remember hearing that on the Jesse Lee Peterson show back when I was a listener, not a producer. Censor his face, Haik. Wow, Haik really doesn't like Obama, LOL. It's not that. It's just that I'm pointing out this redistribution stuff because there's a whole lot of Christians who are falling into the socialism stuff, and whites too, socialist ideas, but they're more nationalistic in it, or nationalist with it, not nationalistic. Sorry, Ling Yin Chin, forgive me. So he's like, he's basically saying, oh, you know, it's not against the law. The Supreme Court never delved into it. Or is that what he's saying? Sounded like it. Sounded like he wants redistributive change. And look at this. He talked about where people live in the prior clip that I played from 98. And in 2016, he said we need to spread the wealth around. 2016, after he was out of there. Or he was almost going to be out of there. Trump was elected but hadn't taken office yet. I think it was 2016, in between the time that Trump got elected, but Obama was still the so-called president. And he was doing as much damage as he could. He went over to Athens in Greece, I think, or visited the Acropolis, the ruins. And it was interesting seeing him among the ruins of democracy. Because that's partly what he was participating in. A fundamental transformation / destruction of America. He accelerated it. Because it was already happening. America was already a shell of itself. That's how he got elected. The people were dumb enough. Half the people, more or less, were allegedly dumb enough to vote for this evil mama who wasn't even American in his spirit. His mother, who was a quote-unquote American, hated her fellow white Americans. She married that Muslim-turned-atheist communist guy, Obama Sr., Barack Obama Sr., who allegedly is the father of Barack Obama. So is Barack Obama Barack Obama II? Barack Hussein Obama Jr.? Or maybe it's not Obama Sr. Kind of like people say, oh, George H.W. Bush is Bush Sr., but he's not Sr., because he's H.W. Bush, whereas George W. Bush is the son, and he's not H.W., he's W. Anyway. HUD, where people live. HUD, housing and urban development. Redistribution of ghettos. Redistribution of the ghetto. Obamacare, of course, was that. But HUD, moving ghetto people into nicer neighborhoods as if that's the issue. As if that's the issue holding them back and not themselves. You can take them out of the ghetto, but you can't take the ghetto out of them. Because it's the poverty of their spirit, as JLP and Joelle Friday talk about a lot. They're poor in spirit. That's why they're poorer financially, and that's why they're raising criminals, committing crimes, whether they're getting caught or not. Most of the time, they don't get away with it. Did you know that blacks get away with more crime than anybody? Per capita. And they also suffer from crime more than anybody. Per capita. Ghetto people are more fun to hang out with. Who cares? Next topic. So, yes, he was very much for redistribution. HUD was Ben Carson was the right person for HUD, Housing and Urban Development, unless you ask Maxine Waters, says Steve C. Yeah, exactly. Housing and Urban Development, which shouldn't even exist. A federal department called Housing and Urban Development. America's been on a long decline, and it predates Obama, of course. I'm not one of those, oh, Obama started everything wrong. No, he just was an extremist who America was ripe for picking. The fruit, the sick fruit was ripe for the picking, and he shook the tree. And all the evil just came pouring out into the open. What did Jesus say about the poor in spirit? Maybe he meant something else, because poor in spirit in that sense meant humble. And these people are not humble. Maybe that's what he meant by poor in spirit. They knew that they were poor. Whereas these people think that the rich are the only evil ones, and the poor people are the poor innocent victims. These blacks are the poor innocent victims, and these whites are the racist. Yeah, so there's all kinds of mess going on that he was pushing. Yeah, the great Dr. Ben Carson, real doctor, not like Dr. Jill Biden, stood a few seats over from Obama and criticized Obamacare. If I remember correctly, at the National Prayer Breakfast. That's when we started to like Dr. Ben Carson, because he showed some bravery, some toughness, and a little bit of common sense, finally. And then he became the head of HUD under Trump. He worked with Trump, our greatest president. And the redistribution people hated that brain. They don't want a brain surgeon with a can-do attitude who doesn't play victim, nice as he is, nice and mama. Because even Ben Carson's kind of a mama. He used to be angry. I think he still maybe was or is. But he was outwardly angry. He went after his mother with a hammer. And Trump criticized him over that when they were running for office, but Ben Carson noticed that after all of that, the nasty quote unquote campaign, that Trump actually listens. He's actually humble, whereas Obama portrays this fair-minded, wearing a suit, doesn't have that Negro dialect, because he's not an American Negro. He is a spoiled guy who his mother hated the whites so much she married the African, and then she married an Indonesian Muslim guy who brought her around her people, and she's like, these are not my people. Nasty woman, huh? So cut Obama some slack. No wonder he's like that. His mother was crazy. Shout out the crazy mothers. Crazy mother dance. Ay. Joe in Phoenix on the line. Some of you guys called it. Joe in Phoenix, thank you for calling and holding there, man. How you doing?
Boy, you're so happy this morning.
Yeah, because I remember this stuff from way back when I started to pay a little bit of attention. And you're like denying what's reality.
So you found two speeches before he was president.
Yeah, and then I also found that one, I don't know if you heard me mention, or if you only listened to clips, like you're one of those people who can't pay attention. But I mentioned his speech.
Nice job. Go ahead.
I mentioned his speech in Greece after Trump got elected. He said, we need to spread the wealth around. Another communist
thing. I think he said that.
I know, you admitted that he said that, which also proved that he's a socialist for redistribution of wealth.
James, again, if you listen to the actual speech, he was talking about opportunity.
Same thing. I just said there's no such thing as equal opportunity. That's mama spirit stuff.
No, that's actually legal stuff.
Legal is mama spirit. The mama has infiltrated the legal system.
Once again, thank goodness you're not a lawyer or a judge.
That's not goodness that you're thanking. You're thanking Satan.
And by the way, James, the whole expanding the ghetto stuff is nonsense.
No, that's the fact. That's happening, and it's not just Obama, but Obama was doing that through HUD, the Obama administration.
Okay. No, it was Section 8. Are you aware of that?
I'm aware of Section 8. That's evil.
Okay.
So, yeah. Section 8, by the way, what James, Section 8 is putting ghetto people in places where they don't belong and making those places where they don't belong more ghetto.
Wow, that's a harsh thing to say about poor white folks.
Harsh is the truth.
Are the most
harsh is the truth.
There's a Section 8, James.
I don't mind. I know that whites. I happen not to be in denial about whites doing wrong. You're in denial about blacks doing wrong, including yourself.
Never once have been denied. Some do wrong.
You accused me of lying when I said black crime is out of control. You literally called that a lie.
Because you are.
And then later you admitted, oh no, that's just a subjective opinion. Nope. So if it's subjective opinion, then it's not a lie.
I said, what is your source? And then he said, I don't have any. Everyone knows. That's your usual nonsense.
That's not nonsense. Everybody does know that black crime is out of control. I don't have to cite any source. What are you, from Reddit?
I give you stats and facts, and you say, oh, everyone knows.
You don't give me stats and facts. You give me your pet stuff.
Nope, you just lie like you're lying right now.
That's a boring lying statement.
You have a harsh stance on the poor whites who are just trying to get back on their feet.
Exactly, I'm fair to everybody. By harsh, you mean fair?
Fair to anybody. Nope.
So see, you're a mama spirit.
Just trying to help the poor whites. So when you say that, oh, Section 8, the ghetto people, and all of you. I just wouldn't say all, but probably most of your listeners might have to think, oh, it's the blacks. Nope, it's the whites.
Oh, there's no blacks in Section 8?
I didn't say that. I said most are white.
I don't know, and I don't care.
Easily provable fact.
I don't know, and I don't care. Okay. I'm talking about redistribution of ghettos. Which is what happened.
Ghetto.
What's that?
I have owned Section 8 properties. They are not ghetto.
Well, maybe you got lucky because you're in a place where it's mostly Hispanics and whites.
No, the property where I owned it was a fairly diversified area.
Diverse means it's not all black. I notice you're kind of dodging the issues. You're getting away from the redistribution topic, by the way. Big Bump is pointing out.
Again, nothing to do with redistributing wealth. It's just all about opportunity. That is it. Now, if you want to call that mama and all that nonsense, you parrot from that idiot you work for, go right ahead.
It's not parroting. It's the fact. You can't see that it's mama to try to meddle in the issue of opportunities when opportunities naturally happen. But the...
they don't, James.
Yes, they do.
That's the whole point.
Oh, yes, they do.
That's why we have the affirmative action law, which, by the way, doesn't mention anywhere in that law about lowering standards, not even once.
It doesn't have to mention it in law. That's what happens in practice.
Sometimes it does, yes. So
most of the time.
Organizations and groups can have that latitude, yes.
Exactly.
Mama. You have no facts about that, James. You have no facts. You didn't even know that. It's not mentioned in the law.
I don't know, nor do I care about that. I didn't bring it up.
So you don't know. So James just admitted that he does not know. Boom!
He's all proud of himself. Joe in Phoenix. You're a communist.
James in L.A., you're a fascist.
Fascist? See, only communists use the fascist slur.
Only fascists use the communist slur.
No, they don't.
you later.
Nuh-uh. Normie boomers, and I'm a normie boomer, use the communist slur.
No, fascists hate communists, and that's why Hitler was fighting Russia.
I don't... Well, nobody hates communists over on the Hake Report, because we love everybody.
No, you absolutely hate me, James, but that's okay.
You hate me.
I still love you anyway.
You don't love me. Know. You're harsh. You're harsh towards me.
when need be, when you need harsh correcting, sure.
But you don't correct me.
I correct you all the time.
Name one correction that you've done.
Again, you agreed with the caller who said there's more blacks in jail than in college.
I don't remember that. You keep on bringing something up that I don't even remember.
Selective memory, but you did.
No, I didn't. I'm going to say no, I didn't.
You 100% there, and now
you're no, lying. Because I never really believed that.
Because you,
and I don't even care about college.
With the caller.
No, I may have agreed with the caller on the big picture stuff, but I never agreed with that specific thing. So you're making up stuff out of your imagination.
Did you agree with him? You said, oh, see, it's indicative of the evil spirit of black people. Exactly. So I remember the quote directly.
I don't even believe in college, Joe in Phoenix. You know me.
Nothing to do with college, James. It has to do with the fact that you're trying to impugn black men's character by saying there's more in prison than there's in
no,
college.
I would think just as badly.
Say that it's indicative of evil culture and evil spirit of black people. That's exactly what
you're making
you
up, stuff, Joe in Phoenix. You're a liar.
Exactly what you said.
You are a liar.
You're a liar
calling
now,
me a liar.
Trying to dodge it, 'cause I'm calling you out about it.
No, you're not calling me anything out about it. It's dumb. Because I happen to know that college is worse than jail.
I got you, James. Just take the L and move on.
You're being immature. College is worse than jail.
Nothing to do with college, James. It's about...
Yes, it is. Well, you said black people are more in... You said that I agreed with some caller that there are more black men in jail than in college. And I haven't believed that. I have never believed that.
You... And no, Brennan, I live in rural... horse country, so no, I don't live in a black area, but I have lived a black area before.
He's watching the chat, by the way, FYI.
Yes, I am.
So I've never believed, I stand by what I believe, you know me, I've never believed that there were more black men in jail than in college.
You laugh and giggle like a little girl whenever someone calls in with negative false stats about black people, the same way that idiot neo-Nazi called in and said that one-third of blacks were on parole.
So in other words, you're changing the subject because
I'm giving you multiple examples.
You're changing the subject.
Nuh-uh. Giving you multiple examples.
Laughing and giggling like a little girl, notwithstanding, mm-hmm. doesn't mean that I believe there are more blacks in jail than in college. Nor does it mean that I believe false statistics about blacks. I give true statistics about blacks quite regularly on my show, or I have over the years. And
never
so
have.
Yes,
you
I have.
Lie.
Oh, okay, all right.
Yeah.
So this is chat, so this is Joe from Phoenix saying you never give true statistics. You always lie.
13 ounces is really 1.05% less than. And we've gone over that many, many times. Hake still tries to deny.
You're calling it nonsense. You're calling it nonsense, but it's reality. You even admitted that it was reality.
With context, 1.05 is the reality.
No, that's not the whole reality.
It's the absolute reality.
Then how come you're the only one saying it?
I'm not the only one saying it. I'm just the only one that you're aware of, because you only pander to neo-Nazis and idiots.
Not true. I read CNN. I read CNN, DOJ, all these liberals.
I said pander to, James.
I don't pander to them.
You absolutely do. You give them a platform and just plain evil, but that's okay.
You're
that's
evil.
You are. That's fine. No. You're
evil. Do you hate
Nazis?
You're
a criminal and you're a communist. Do I hate them? No.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
I'm aware of them. I defend against them, but I don't hate them. I pity them.
That's hate.
Pity is not hate.
Yes, it is.
No, it really is.
Yeah, you're a mama socialist.
Just trying to throw out buzzwords, but that's okay. You go right ahead and do that.
Buzzwords are true words.
No, buzzwords are nonsense.
That doesn't make sense.
Okay.
So when I said that blacks were 10 times more frequently arrested as juveniles for robbery, that was a fake stat as whites. That was a fake stat.
I don't remember you saying that stat, actually. But,
so then you don't remember the truth.
There's context there also.
So just because I don't include all of the context that you want to keep me to keep in, that makes it untrue? That makes a true stat untrue?
No, so I can say the same thing about the 1.05. Oh, Joe, how come no one else says that? Because no one else thinks it through and they want to push a narrative, James. That's why.
Does it make it untrue? Does it make it untrue when I give you a stat?
Does it make it untrue when I say 1.05%?
I've never denied nor confirmed that stat.
Oh, you absolutely have. You absolutely
have. No, I have not.
But the last time you did it was with that Krishan the Don idiot.
No, I say that I say that.
You said, and I quote, it's a fake stat.
It is a fake stat because it's not even a stat. It's a figure. You figured it from the stats.
Did you hear what you just said?
You figured it from the stats. You went into your little math. I'm not grasping at straws. Listen to this.
You 100% are.
No, I am not. Let me explain what this 1.05% thing is. Because Big Bump and all these other people were talking about it. So, we figured how many violent crimes, 500,000 violent crimes by blacks, according to the FBI or something like that, in a year?
600,000, actually.
How many?
600,000.
600,000. So more than 500,000 violent crimes documented by the FBI, which is an incomplete number, of course. And then you divided that into 45 million or however many black Americans.
Black Americans
that there are. And you got, you said less than 1.05%. And I got something like 0.87%. But that's still close to 1 out of every 100, okay? Less than, like 1 out of every 100. You run into 100 blacks, one of those is liable to be a criminal. And depending on where you are, it might be more than that. And you run into 100 whites, it's less than that.
So you're agreeing with what I'm saying then?
Right, and I tell you that's not a tiny percentage. It's out of control.
Tiny percentage.
And those are the ones who get caught. It's not tiny, man. That's called downplaying when you call it tiny.
Tiny percentage.
Is that downplaying what you're doing right now?
Less than 1% is not downplaying. It's just a fact.
No. When you call it tiny, that's called downplaying.
No, it's not. It's just the reality. You wouldn't want less than 1% of the current money you have, would you, James? No, because it's a tiny percentage.
That's irrelevant to violent crime. When 1% of the population is committing violent crime, that's a huge percentage. That's too much. But you want to call it tiny.
I have said that 1.05% is far too prolific and it's a huge problem.
Duh.
And you know what the root cause
and out of,
is.
And it's out of control.
That group is, yes, but not blacks in general, which is what
you are out of control.
Especially Jets. Nope, not even close. Sorry.
Yeah, you are. You're out of control.
Not even close. Sorry.
I'm not talking about crime-wise. Because I'm not talking about crime. I'm talking about your evil, angry, lying spirit that can't admit the truth and hates love.
Says the guy who once agreed with a guy who said that Obama would let babies die on the operating table. Okay, sure.
Yeah,
you noticed, James,
that
every time you point the finger at me, I have plenty of examples of you lying or just being absolutely wrong. You might want to stop doing that.
Well, Joe, that was empty.
Yeah, that was fun, as usual.
Nice. Have a good one.
Yeah, you too. Bye.
Liar. And I hung up on him because I didn't want to get the click, but he started to laugh. And then he maybe was going to come back with a retort, but I hung up on him. That'll teach him. Isn't it funny you try to get somebody to agree with you and that's insane? William in California is on the line here. What's up, William in California?
Hey, man, how you doing?
Doing fine. How are you?
Hanging in there, man, up at the ranch.
Nice.
Nice day.
Oh, yeah. Up in NorCal.
newer cow. So you guys were talking about Section 8 tenants.
Uh-huh. And do you have Section 8 tenants?
Absolutely not.
Oh, how do you do that?
Don't rent to them.
How do you avoid renting to them? Don't you have to if you have a certain number of...
I discriminate against them.
Ooh, you shouldn't say that on air.
Say what I want. You don't know who I am. But I'll tell you this. I don't rent to them. And they're the worst tenants you can get.
Are you allowed to, if you have a certain number, let's say you have 100 units as opposed to just 10, is there a law that says you have to rent out to Section 8?
I got 18, but I'm going to tell you this. I cannot go out of my way and just talk the way I'm talking right now to them and say, I don't want to rent to you. It doesn't work that way.
Right.
I just stay away from them. Stay away from them.
How do you know that they're Section 8?
Oh, you can find out. When they sign there, I mean, I got a team that they can tell. They got a management company. They can tell. You're not getting the same rent as market. That's first. Second, you're going to get a lot of single mothers.
Yeah.
And
those are some of the worst, oftentimes.
I mean, you know, like a lot of people don't understand. I mean, yeah, you know, you cannot openly discriminate, but you know.
You should be able to. That's insane that you can't discriminate.
You should be able to, but you're really not supposed to. I stay away from them because they're not good tenants.
Right. They said that Trump discriminated against black tenants.
He did. So.
And how did he do that?
I'm not sure, but I can tell you this. What would you rather have? A tenant with $5,000 a month coming in, guaranteed, with a job and good credit, 700 credit score? Or do you want Charquita?
Credit score, says Rocco.
Whatever. Yeah, which one do you want, James?
I think you can also sniff them out, metaphorically speaking, in how they conduct themselves, how they present themselves.
There's a way, but I mean... No matter, you can not like what I'm saying or whatever, it's all good, I don't care. But just I would advise to stay away from them. They're not the best tenants.
Right.
And you're not getting market rent.
Because they make it worse than how they left it, whereas other tenants leave things better than how they left it. Now there are some poor people, quote unquote poor people, who have pride in their surroundings and they keep stuff up.
They do.
But
they do.
When they're
where are they?
Anyway, go ahead. Yeah.
But where are they?
You know what I mean? They're few and far between.
Hard to find.
Yeah, indeed.
That's right. So it's not a thing about discriminating about your color and skin and ethnic group and all of that stuff. It's all about marketing and free marketing and with where do you want the money or do you want the feeling?
You know what? The Navy, Navy Federal Credit Union, black applicants. CNN reported back in December that the Navy Federal Credit Union rejected more than half of their black applicants, conventional mortgage applicants, and they had an update saying that there was a probe or something like that. And they didn't base it on race at all. It was based on their qualifications. They were less qualified.
Well, I mean, you did see the thing about what Jesse said about mothers using their kid's social number, bad credit.
Yeah.
We're going to put the phone in your name. Who does that? And on top of that, you talk about this stuff, and they do it all the time. I don't know why blacks think nobody can talk about them.
Right.
I don't know why they think that.
It's a, it is a sensitive to criticism.
Very sensitive to criticism.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
feeling.
You can talk about them.
And they take it personally. That otherwise Joe from Phoenix
really,
wouldn't
they,
be
they really do.
Freaking
they
out.
They really do.
Yeah.
Now, the crime numbers that Joe was talking about, I'm not sure, but I can tell you this. Blacks being arrested and resisting overwhelmingly dominate.
Right. Up in the Bay Area in San Francisco, one of the publications said that they were arrested for resisting arrest.
More than anybody.
Yeah, like eight or nine times as much as the rest of the population. Because they do it.
You know, and they do it. And then, you know, Black Lives Matter are in big trouble right now. You know, they promoted people that you shouldn't protest over. Michael Brown, Trayvon Martin.
Yeah.
Gray.
Jacob Blake. Up in Kenosha.
You know, I mean, there's no way you're going to find me in these demonstrations messing up my life. And by the way, young people, you get caught up in these demonstrations and they arrest you. There goes your federal job that you want later on in life. There goes your state and county job that you want. They're going to look that stuff up. They're going to see that you were involved with that. And then you're done.
Yeah, I mean, there are some activist people in the government who will go out of their way to hire you. Because look at the Biden administration. There's been some psychos that Biden has hired.
That's why the union ain't no good.
Right.
Because you get all those people that shouldn't be in charge. And they you're right. They'll hire some of them, you know.
Yeah.
But is it good? Same thing with college.
No, of course not.
You can't even brag about the fact that you went to college anymore because it might be the worst place of all for your kids.
Yeah. Do you want to talk to Frederick in Los Angeles?
You mean the guy that's running for president?
I don't know. He was going to vote for Cornel West. Would you want to talk to him?
Yeah, we're still waiting on that nomination. You know? It's crazy. You don't make any sense. I don't talk to people that don't make sense. You get on the phone all the time.
Is that a no? You don't want to talk to him?
That's a no. You're a giggler. Okay. No.
Oh, no, but no. Joe from Phoenix called Hake a giggler. You have to have mercy on the gigglers. The gigglers need love and patience.
I don't know what it is with Mays and Frederick. I rent space in your head. And I don't want to talk to you.
All right. You know? No problem.
Keep doing what you're doing, Frederick.
Yeah, you don't need to do your... I don't want to do any pot shots from across the bow.
I don't want to do no pot shots.
But you just did a pot shot. I just don't want to do...
So?
All right.
Now, the thing is, though, man, college might not be too good for kids right now.
Right.
I personally think Section 8 is not good. I mean... Okay, James, you got let's say you got a threeplex. You got two tenants in there. They got 800 credit score.
Uh huh.
They're paying you $5,000 a month. In California, that's a going thing. That's like normal here. All right. So you got two families that are bringing in that kind of rent to you, and then they mandate a Section 8 tenant on you, and put that person next door to your other two. Tell me where that's good.
Yeah, it's not good.
Right.
You're not doing them a favor, honestly. Yeah, I mean, they may be in an area where they don't have to worry about crime as much.
No.
Because they're not the only ones committing crime. They have other neighbors committing crime.
The Section 8 people from the ghetto from which they... Right. And see, James, I don't know, maybe they think it's normal to not put your garbage cans in every week. Maybe they think speed bumps in your neighborhood is normal. That's not normal to normal people.
Yeah.
That's not normal to normal people. So, I mean, don't get bent out of shape because we're talking about the black. Hell, I'm black.
Right. Me too.
So what's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? And so, no, it doesn't work. I'm just telling you that. It doesn't work. You know, Stephen Curry had a fit. But see, him and his wife kind of deserved it because they vote for that stuff, that Obama crap.
Steph Curry? What happened with Steph Curry? He had a fit over what?
They put some low income next to their big old house.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and Mrs. Curry didn't like it.
He's an Obama lover.
Yeah.
As in, like, he and Obama had a whole, like, photo op together. Where they're all because they both like basketball. Yeah. And shout
we
out
just
to the
agree. Yeah, we it's just ridiculous. Agreed, Kane. We just agreed that it's not a good idea to put them next door to somebody that's got it going on.
Yeah.
There's a good example right there. Steph Curry, what kind of money he makes? a gazillion dollars a year?
Probably.
He don't want. Yeah, okay, he votes for that, but then when they put it on top of him and his wife, they don't like it.
Wow.
Yeah, and they couldn't do anything about it. They kept building it.
NBA star Steph Curry has joined the neighbors in wealthy Atherton who object to the Bay Area city's plans to build multifamily and affordable housing. The immediate object of concern for Curry and his wife, Aisha, is a potential 16-unit townhome development situated on a 1.5 acres near their $30 million home. That's according to the Union Democrat.
Yeah. You know where his neighbor is? Willie Mae. Atherton is well.
That was about a year and a half ago, January 2023.
Yeah. And I think Willie just died. I think Willie, that's where he was living. That's a nice area. And so it happened to them.
Yeah.
But what happened? They voted for that.
True.
They voted.
Exactly.
Same thing with
the. He was an Obama lover. Obama did HUD, which was redistribution of the ghetto.
Correct.
And I don't care if they're white or black or whatever, like Joe from Phoenix. Oh, you're very harsh on the whites. I'm not for Section 8. That's socialism.
It is socialism.
And shout out to the really pro-socialist people, Ralph and the rest of you guys. And
We love you.
If we love anybody. Flat Earth destroys the slave matrix. Hey,
but that's a good example right there, too.
They know better. No, they know more than I do, but still.
Well, no. A good example is, like, they're shipping a lot of the, they call them immigrants, whatever they want to call them. They're illegals.
Yeah.
They're putting them up in New York, Chicago.
In these hotels and stuff. And in the community centers where the black kids go play basketball instead of getting into trouble in the streets.
They're actually putting them in the neighborhoods with the people that voted for the stuff.
Yeah.
So it's the same as Curry.
Yeah.
They put people on top of you for the policies you voted for.
True, man. Man, it's good hearing from you, William, in California. Appreciate you. I got to run.
Thank you for taking my call.
All right. Take care.
All right.
Bye. Guys, we're at the top of the hour, and I'm going to play this. I'm being stubborn. There's one line open, guys. I'm going to play this. This is Starflyer 59. It's Work Hard Wednesdays. Are we working hard or are we hardly working? This track, double track, combined. I Like Your Photographs and Moves On. From the 2001 album Leave Here a Stranger. I almost moved on by not playing this track, but I'm going to play it because it's so good. All right? So, in my opinion, it is. So, I don't know. I may lose viewers, but hey, here it is. Be right back, you musical Philistines.
Thank you.
all earth music. Not to be confused with the false god Baal. We pronounce it Baal. This is the octopus tentacles hovering over the earth. Isn't it kind of nice though, Starfire? It's Christian. Is that a harpsichord? Harpsichord? We're strangers on this earth, the true Christians anyway. In the world, but not of it.
We feel a stranger.
We hear a stranger. One line open, guys. This is gonna go for several more minutes. Or a few.
We feel a stranger.
If you're watching on IG, you may be confused because you don't see me. Jason Martin, he's a trucker like many of you guys. Friday TV episode 107 coming up in less than an hour, guys. I like this part because it goes. Yes, I do see stones with holes in them on the beach, Pete. Trucking is cool, says Rich. See, this was recorded in mono. Oh, the piano. The cello, right? Sycophant music. What's that? So this is gonna go on for a little while, so let me read super chats over the music. Can you hear me? Press one. Press two if the music's too loud. Probably it's okay. Guys, press one if you can hear me. Press three if... Oh, that, you know what? That might be it. Oh, sweet. Hey, pleasant song, says Jessica Kerr. I guess that wasn't so long. This band is good, but no Radiohead. Radiohead is the best indie band of all. I know, but is Radiohead Christian? They're liberals. They hate George W. Bush. Anyway, so the real super chats coming in now, coming in hot over on Rumble. That handyman says, Joe cries that James panders to others by giving them a platform, but Joe calls in and gets a platform to be pandered to. Laughing face emoji, typical communist with tears coming out. Great point, that handyman, indeed. What would my show be with Joe, without Joe from Phoenix, Arizona? depends on how I treat them, though, because sometimes it's dark and people just want to turn it off and no good. That handyman says, I won't rent to Section 8 at all. I go through a company to get my discrimination requirements met. Then I'll interview them and discriminate a little more. Then we sign a business contract and an NDA, non-disclosure agreement. And honestly, NDAs should be basic common decency, honestly. You shouldn't be gossiping and chirping about your employer or landlord or whatever, because that's a private issue between you two, the two of you. There shouldn't be all this evil Me Too stuff. Me Too, a lot of Me Too people violated their NDAs, non-disclosure agreements, and it's shameful. Have some class and decency and love rather than revenge and this false sense of justice and mama spirit thinking you don't want others to be victimized by this predatory person or whatever. Sounds like the Beatles / Oasis. Fruity, says Gerda. That was actually, I think they were inspired by Beach Boys' Pet Sounds when they made that album. It was recorded in mono, not stereo. Yeah, thank you. You're supposed to discriminate. Everybody discriminates. The evil people discriminate against let's say the evil liberals discriminate against the whites and the Christians and the men. And so everybody's discriminating. They discriminate against the discriminators, which makes them discriminators, which makes them evil, worse than the discriminators. So it's, Satan is a liar and the father of lies. And most of us been listening to the father of lies, headed for trouble. Some coffees, Court bought five coffees saying something nice. Thank you, man. Appreciate that. And he literally wrote something nice. I guess he wasn't saying he wrote it. Writing something nice. And it says something nice. What's it say? Something nice. Well, what does it say, though? Something nice. Nice. Thank you, Court. Carver bought a coffee. Take the L, Hake. Take the L. Oops, sorry, that was a typo. Obviously, no adult male would ever utter that phrase outside of the safety of the Stronger Men's Conference, at least. Nice segue. The video of that conference that you saw on the Jason Lee Peterson show, if you watched it in the third hour, Manhood Hour, this today, 17th of April, 2024 AD. Women's Forum tomorrow night, ladies, for third Thursday of the month. The video of that conference was so shameful. It was all of the most shallow surface outward ideas of what a man is. It looked like a joke or a parody. That's what I thought, too, when I saw it on American Anchor Baby's show the other day. Like they Googled man stuff and just made a collage. Yeah. Or, you know, whatever it is, video version of that. Just attaching superficial things to your identity will never make you a man. It is exactly the stuff that transitioned lesbians emulate to seem manly. Or transition transgenders, FTM, female to male. Female to, you know, want to be male. 10,000% false identity mess. 10,000%. There is nothing over 100%, man. Unless it's a multiplier. In which case, you are right, I guess, Carver. If anyone has ever any doubt in what JLP says about drop the ego and have no identity, the conference, that conference, is the answer. It is the epitome, the perfect example of phony masculinity. Nice. At least in the Christian world. Yeah, it reminded me of Promise Keepers, only it just got that much shallower and more shameful. Shout out to Promise Keepers. Lines are full, guys. Let me get first to ladies first. Flor. Como la flor? Dun, 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 dun. From Guatemala. How you doing, Flor?
Hey, how do you know that song?
I worked in a Mexican warehouse where they built cabinets, and so I would hear Selena a lot.
Yeah.
So good.
Well, I wanted to touch the subject on what you were talking about with the previous caller.
Okay.
About the Section 8 and the living situation and the ethnicity, like how to play right on neighborhoods.
Yeah.
I used to live in Salt Lake City, Utah.
Wow.
And I was in like a white neighborhood, you will say, Riverton.
Yeah.
And in my school, there were 1,600 kids, because, you know, like Utah, Mormon, tons of kids. So, of course, the schools are packed. And out of the 1,600, it was just me and my brother. We were the only Hispanic kids in there.
Uh-huh.
Right? So I remember, like, I lived there for, like, the first 4 years, I was, like, in a bubble. And then I kind of came out to the city, and I realized there was this neighborhood called Ross Park. And you can see totally the difference in between both of the neighborhoods. But Ross Park is mainly Hispanic, right?
Yeah.
And my dad literally drove us there. Like, we're 100% Hispanic, right? And my dad drove us there, and he's like, this is how illegal people live, you know?
Wow.
Yeah, this is exactly how he taught us. He's like, this is the reason why I wanted to do everything legally, you know, so we don't have to live this way.
Yeah.
And it just amazes me because I think it was the time of Obama. I lived the time of Obama in the U.S.
Okay.
And I remember all the Hispanics being like, yeah, like, oh, we're all going to get our papers and stuff.
Yep.
But if we fast forward to my current situation with my husband, right, where I had to come back to Guatemala, and now I'm trying to go to him, right? And since Obama did all this, he's helping out criminals to be criminals, right? Like, he's the one who started really all that.
Letting people out of prisons, yeah.
Yeah.
It's and crazy, enabling the illegal situation, too.
Exactly. And all I want to do is to be able to see my husband, right?
Yeah.
Because he's a white man.
Okay.
You know, he's 100% American. And the waiting time that we have now, it's crazy. You know, like, I opted to not get an spousal visa because it's like a 5-year wait right now. So I'm just going to be a tourist, you know, I'm going to be there for a while and then come back and kind of going to have to work that way until Trump gets in the presidency.
Uh-huh.
Because he actually helps out the people that want to do things legally, he makes it quicker.
Oh, really?
Right? Yeah, because everybody out here, because, you know, a lot of Guatemala is basically Democrats. So they're
right.
Like, no, like, Trump is a racist. I'm like, no, not at all.
Yeah.
Like, he helps out to do things legally instead of illegal. But
right.
Anyways, I went off the topic. What I'm trying to say is that I remember seeing these neighborhoods, and I was just kind of thinking, like, why is this? You know, like, why Latinos want to keep living like they're black in their countries, right? Instead of...
Yeah.
Like, you have the opportunity to be better, to be more educated, to have a better culture. Because I think your previous caller said, live like a normal person, but you have to really define what normal is. Because
true.
To us Latinos, living that way is normal.
Right.
You know, like,
and that's degenerate.
Back to the,
and that's not that's not what the whites are used to. And so the whites... respond negatively toward that, and so they get called racist because they are used to normal being keeping up your yard, keeping up your not having cars in the yard, not leaving trash, not littering, picking up after yourself, and painting the house, and being sensible, not committing crimes, not stealing, following the law, having honesty. But no,
exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. But it comes down to the question of what do you expect from people that are willing to do something so criminal, like jumping a border,
right,
affecting everybody,
yep.
You know, because it affects people like me. A lot of people down here tell me, Explore, come on, like it's Biden time. You can just cross the border. And I'm like, no, because to me, the way that I see it, because remember, I I went to school in the U.S. Like, to me, being an American citizen means that you will have values and morals. Like, how can I go ahead and apply for a citizenship not having morals and values? Right?
Right, so when you're doing it wrong.
Exactly. Like,
you're showing a disrespect for the country and the law that you pretend like you love. You just,
exactly.
these people who act like, oh, I love this country, oh, I'm an American, but they love the, they don't love that. They just, they like the perks of being in El Norte. Estamos en El Norte.
Yeah, and they don't realize the effect that they do to their own people because, like, for example, I get the comments all the time. Oh, you just married your husband because of papers. And I'm like, what type of morality do you think I live on that I'll just marry somebody for a citizenship?
A lot of them do that. That's why they think that way.
Yeah, yeah. And I find it very disrespectful, you know, but I also understand why they will assume that. Like, they see us together. It's like, oh, she got married for the papers. And it's like, no, like, you can... You know, there's a little situation where you actually love your partner and you want to get married to your husband, to your boyfriend, right?
Right. Well, but I just about partner, but yes.
Yeah, sorry. I'm trying to take that off my vocabulary.
You're a Zoomer. Are you a Zoomer or a millennial?
I'm a millennial. I'm a 1992 baby. Okay. Yeah. But I work for the U.S. for the hospitals, and they do, like, the hospitals are so Democrat, and we have to take partners, so it has kind of stuck.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
See, the hospitals are not reliable sources, these doctors and all these people. They've gotten rid of all the conservative, independent-thinking people. That's so interesting to me.
That is so true. Since COVID happened, I'm a medical interpreter, right? So I'm live translating all day long. And I've been doing this for 5 years. I will say the past 4 years since COVID happened, it's like all the white American doctors just went away. And there is all this people from either India or from Africa or from China. And you know how hard it's to interpret with somebody like that?
Wow.
It's terrible. It's terrible.
Their English is so broken.
Yeah, I mean, my English is not perfect, but theirs, like, English is my second language. And then you come ahead with an Asian trying to talk to me in English. I'm like, oh, man.
Wow.
I don't even know what he's saying. But going back to the topic, I think that people live that way when you don't have morals and values, when you think that you can just come into a place and you can't even learn their language. It took me 6 months to learn English. I didn't have like a special teacher, like back in the
day. You must have been a little kid though, because that's little kids learn fast because they don't have so many worries on their mind, and they're able to focus. Or were you a kid?
I was 15.
15? Oh, wow. That's pretty
15,
old.
But nice. Yeah, but I needed to communicate, you
right.
know?
Yeah, exactly.
Somehow. But my parents, you know, even though they're Democrats, they were always so pro-live with the white people.
Yeah.
You know, they were always like, I want you to be raised by them because they know how to live in a more of a commodity, right? Like, they know how to follow rules. They have a better morality, and that's true.
Right.
You know, that for some reason, don't ask me really why, I think that it has to do with the criminal. Like, if you're willing to do more of a criminal thing, more likely your values will also go down. So your living situation will go down. Your social aspect will go down. And you get into this social bubble of, like, you associate with the same type of people.
Yeah, right? you'll start to accept wrong, and it will be no big deal anymore. And so your standards of what's right and wrong will go down. And then pretty soon, the only thing you think is wrong is child S-word stuff. You'll accept everything else.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah, no, that is so true. So I think that these people go ahead and they make their neighborhoods with the same type of people that have the same type of mentality. And I was telling my husband, I was like, honestly, like, there's some days that I'm so frustrated because, especially with the field that I work, I also work for, like, all the, for the state, like, Medicare, Medicaid, and all that.
Yeah.
And I hear all these illegal people, like, the first thing they ask, right, like, give me your Social Security, and they're like, I don't have any, but I would like to know why I don't have food stamps anymore. And I'm just like, did you just forgot where you come from?
Right.
You know, like, you were eating beans and rice every day, and now you cannot even work? You know, like, it just, to me, blows my mind how this new wave of Hispanics come in, break the law, break their morality and values. And it honestly is also the false dream of having money. It really comes down to money, right? Because
yeah.
Nobody leaves their country, like, willingly and be like, oh, I just want to change where I come from. Because, I mean, as much as you love America, I love Guatemala because I was raised here.
Right.
You know, like, I love my country.
No, money is the thing. And they get spoiled, too. They get these expectations, mm-hmm. and they're lied to. They're propagandized by the people. Oh, come up here. They're letting people in. You're going to get in. You're going to have a good life. You have a better life, searching for a better life, as if that's a reason to let them in. What a mess.
Yeah. And then they have babies, you know, just to stay here, like anchor babies.
Yeah.
Right? And I find that so selfish. And then you have this anchor baby, which they completely reject where they come from. Like, they don't even call themselves Hispanics. And you're like, what do you mean?
I know.
know?
Yeah.
Like, that's just, you're,
I know families like that were,
yeah.
we're American. And, but yet they still vote for the destruction of the country. They're like Obama supporters. They are liberals, and because they can't see, they've been blinded by the, they're useful idiots of the communist propaganda.
Yeah.
Against
there
whites.
There were, in Guatemala, they had to close down the international adoptions because a lot of our own people were stealing babies.
Wow.
To adoptions to Americans.
Yep.
You know, they were going on a lot back in the 90s and the beginning of the 2000s. But I work for this association that brings these children that has been adopted by Americans, and now they're 16, 17, 18, and they come down here to meet their biological families, right?
Oh,
and
yeah.
I've been doing this for like 8 years, but the last year, my mind just like exploded because I will see all these kids, and I promise you, hate, like, 80% of them were transgender or non-binary.
Really?
And I was like, this should be like child cruelty, you know? Like,
yeah.
That's insane that you go to another country, you adopt their culture, and suddenly you also get this false idea that you're not even a woman, you know?
And it's so corrupt.
Women be trying to be men.
I remember in the Obama administration, he had a transgender, a male to want to be female, yelling at him, "Oh, Obama, you need to let the transgender illegals in. Obama is crazy."
We don't have those.
Yeah.
Like, we don't have those here. Like, here, even being gay is so, like, I feel bad for the gays down here because
they're
really
so mistreated, huh? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like, and that's another thing. Like, this generation, like, in America, they have become so sensitive. And I have noticed that culture, like, for example, when I joke around, right? Like, we Guatemalans have a very dark humor. Like, you could be missing a limb,
uh-huh.
and we'll be making fun of that.
Right.
You know, like, but it's just our dark sense of humor.
Right.
And, like, it's incredible how you cannot even make a joke these days.
I know.
And
it's a shame.
Like, oh, she just offended me. You know, like, I have anxiety. It's like, you don't have anxiety. You're just a puss. You know?
Right.
Men up.
Exactly. It's great talking with you, Flor. Call me again.
Yeah, it was so great talking to you, Hank. You have a great day.
All right. Good luck.
Bye.
Bye. I got to get to Mark in Los Angeles, California. Meanwhile, in America, what is up, Mark? Thank you for calling and holding there, man. How you doing?
Yeah, you're not going to like what I got to say, so you're probably going to ban me. I think you giving that snake from Phoenix that much time every day tells me something about you. You banned me a couple of years ago for nothing. Yet you let that snake on your show every day. He batters around lies. He's a communist. And yet he gets 40 minutes a day on your show. So why don't you just rename your show the Hank and Snake Show? Yeah, really, the Hank and Snake Show. Whoever that guy in the background is laughing, I think he should agree. Why don't you ban the SOB? Why don't you ban him?
What would my show be without Joe from Phoenix?
A lot better.
Maybe,
because
you might
I
be right.
Would guess you probably lose about half your audience when that devil voice comes on. I listened to him today. He referred to me. That's why I'm calling you. You banned me for nothing, and yet you let that devil on to spew his poison every day for 40 minutes. Are you on their side? Is this a big game? Are you pretending to be on the white man's side? In reality, you're giving an audience to every devil that calls in that hates Whitey. That's my statement.
All right. Well, thank you for calling. It's been
a while. Yeah, it's been a while. I wasn't going to call back. You did a number on me about 3 weeks ago. Everybody was bannering my name around. I couldn't call in to rebuke them. I called somebody at your church, gave them my number for you to call me, but you didn't have the intentional fortitude to call me.
Why should I call you over some petty nonsense?
It's not petty. If my name's battered around on your show in a derogatory way, I have a right to respond. Instead, you kept me on hold for over an hour, and you let that goofball from Dayton, I'm not going to say the devil's name. You know who I'm talking about. No,
but you're a devil.
No, okay, well, thank you.
Yeah.
It's not Mays that you're
favorite
caller.
It's not manly for you to feel like you have to defend yourself every time that somebody mentions your name.
Well, I think I have a right to. And you kept
no, you
me
don't.
Off for an hour. There,
you have no
you
rights.
You kept me off for an hour.
You have no rights on the Hake Report.
Well, I believe that. It's all in fairness. It's about fairness.
Why are you so sensitive that you need to defend yourself?
Because I'm being smeared on your show.
But everybody knows that those people just hate you.
I don't give a dog. I'm just telling you there's a double standard. If you're a militant black, like the devil from Phoenix, he gets a platform to spew his poison till he gets tired. With me, I'm lucky to get 5 minutes.
Because you're not as interesting as him. You generally agree with me.
Oh, yeah, I know your audience just loves
you. You generally agree with me.
Do.
You get nasty and you say stuff that
For example, give me an example.
You well know that the whites don't have...
Give me an example.
You well know... I don't want to give you an example. You well know...
You don't have one.
I don't have to give you an example. What are you Joe from Phoenix?
You can't give me one.
You well know that the whites don't have freedom of speech in America, yet you want to spout off.
We had it on your show.
You want no, of course you don't have freedom of speech. I'm not a freedom of speech platform. I don't believe in freedom of speech.
Well, why do you give it to the communists for?
Because he's a slick communist who knows how to contain rhetoric.
Says you. I mean, I know he's probably a personal friend. The point is,
see, you're in your imagination now. You're just making stuff up because you're angry.
Yeah, right. How many times has he lied on your show? And how many
every
times
single time
have you caught him lying? How many times?
Lies are allowed on the Hake Report.
Oh, lies are allowed. Okay.
Yeah.
Then what did I get banned for? Because I asked about a guy.
You were getting. Why are you bringing it up?
Banned for a year.
Why are you bringing it up if you're not sour grapes? I thought you were a Christian.
No, I am a Christian. It's a
then why don't
standard.
You forgive?
And you hide, you pacifist. Like you and the guy that comes on at noon, you hide your pacifism behind the Bible. You use it as a shield because you could say, oh, well, you hate, so you're as bad as the other guy.
You are as bad as the other guy because
well,
you do
says
hate.
You. Says you.
Yeah,
that's
says me.
So that don't mean nothing. That doesn't make it true.
Why do you defend it then?
I'm wondering whose side you're really on.
Well, then
I have to ask that question to give a SOB, a white hater, a platform for 40 minutes, half your audience leaves, and then you give the guy all the time he wants to call every day, slam the white man, promote communism and lie, and he doesn't get banned.
Cry about it.
And he doesn't get banned.
Cry.
I'm not crying. I'm just letting you know
you're being pouty.
A double standard.
I don't care about double standards. Everybody has a double standard.
I don't.
Yeah, you do.
How?
Everybody has a double standard.
How do I have a double standard?
You hate for thee, but not for me.
No, that's your pacifism.
You're not a pacifist? You're not a man of peace?
Not at all. Jesus wasn't either. He came in
the Jesus wage war?
Pardon?
Did Jesus wage war?
He went into the money changers and tipped over the table.
Was that war?
And he ran them out. I don't think that was done in an act of love.
Was that war?
Well, no.
Then?
So what's the
He was
point?
A man of peace.
Okay.
Yeah, so calm yourself down.
Okay, one last thing, because I know I'm going to get banned here. Your other partner...
Why do you keep on saying you know you're going to get banned here?
Because I know you, and I know...
You don't know me.
You have a preference. Yeah, you have a
Are
preference.
You a personal friend of mine?
No.
Then why do you say that you know me? You don't know me.
Well, I've been listening to your show for years.
I know, but that doesn't mean you know me. Lots of people have been listening. They don't know me.
Okay, well, then I don't know you, but yeah. I know of you.
Yeah, so you don't know whether I'm going to ban you or not. You're only going to get banned for being vulgar, for being messy.
I was never any of those things.
Yes, you were. You were messy and you were vulgar.
No, I wasn't.
Yes, you were.
That's a matter of opinion.
Yeah, it is a matter of opinion.
Okay.
Am I allowed in this country to have my opinion?
Yeah.
And run my own show as I see fit?
But it's a biased opinion.
Of course it's biased. Everybody's biased.
No, I'm not. Furthermore.
Now you're lying.
Okay, no, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
When you equivocate. not you. I don't mean you, but the anchor baby. I'll call him
the
later.
American anchor dead. Baby.
Yeah, when he equivocates, the funeral, the mourners at Lincoln Riley's funeral to the human garbage that rioted after George Floyd was brought to justice is a false equivocation, and it shows you guys are liberal. To equivocate peaceful mourners at a white girl's funeral who was beaten to death and equivocate that to a devil like George Floyd tells me a lot about who you guys are.
It doesn't tell you anything. You're just listening to Satan.
You're listening to Satan. You're going to equivocate mourners at Lincoln Riley's funeral.
Equivocate is not the right word. You're acting black.
Oh, I'm sorry. That is a mistake.
Yeah.
I'll buy that. Okay, but you're
nice.
Equating
yeah, there you go.
Mourners at Lincoln Riley's funeral to the devils that burnt the cities down after Floyd was brought to justice. There's no equal way to look at that.
Yeah,
the
there is.
Riley's funeral did not riot. Did not burn cities down.
I can defend that. I can defend that.
You're a pacifist.
No.
So go ahead, let's hear it.
All right. So Lake and Riley was the white young lady who was in college, and she got R-worded and killed by a black, allegedly, over in...
No, he was a Venezuelan.
Oh, okay. An illegal. And there were a whole bunch of people who showed up at her funeral. Why? Because they were excited about it. They didn't know her.
How do you know? You know what they were?
Because they don't know her.
How do you know they weren't family members?
Lord.
I don't know what they were either, but they were peaceful.
Yeah, I know. That's fine that they're peaceful. But
so why equate them to Satan's children?
Because they're caught up. It was emotions.
That's what a funeral is.
Right.
Okay.
What good is a funeral if it's peaceful? There were peaceful children of Satan who wanted to go bury his father and not follow Jesus, and Jesus said, let the dead bury the dead. because
that is so far off the mark. What does that have to do with the people that rioted after George Floyd and equating them to the mourners
because,
at Lincoln Riley?
Because weak, peaceful whites who are angry at the illegal situation, they don't care about Lincoln Riley. They just care about the fact that this was an illegal who did it, are reacting emotionally.
Too. I'm with them on that.
I know, but they're
You're not with them on that? You're not with them on that?
Not emotionally wise. You shouldn't be emotionally.
You wouldn't have gone to the funeral because you love illegal aliens and it was an illegal that killed her? I don't get it. I don't follow your logic.
I know, because you don't have logic.
Oh, okay. You can insult you me all you want.
Because you don't believe in love, you believe in emotions.
Says you. That's all BS. You can't prove any of that.
Yeah,
all
it is because you're excited right now.
I'm mad because you kept me on hold for an hour just to tell you.
I don't like this pot shots thing. It's immature and it's lame.
Are you denying that you and your partner there, I don't mean that in the wrong way, you and Anchor Baby there aren't falsely equating peaceful white mourners at a victim of a criminal illegal alien funeral to that of a drug addict, criminal, career criminal, Floyd, and saying they're one and the same?
The similarity.
You see the evil in that? Pure evil.
The similarity is.
There is none.
The similarity is they're both emotional, and emotions are not going to bring the solution.
Okay, emotion to burn a city down versus mourning a dead person,
which does nothing. Mourning does nothing.
Well, it's
mourning does nothing. Being
down.
Mad about the illegals does
it's
nothing.
Better than burning a city down.
Right, but it's not. But it's the same ineffective spirit. It's not what's going to save the country. This country's gone because everybody's emotional.
You still keep jumping the subject.
No, the subject is emotions. The people were emotional about Lake and Riley only because they were angry about politics. Politics.
How do you know it wasn't family members and friends?
That's no better. That's no different.
So family and friends.
That's not going to save the country.
A dead girl,
our point is.
And you're saying that makes them evil and equal to the Negroes that burned our cities after Floyd was brought to justice. That's what you're equating peaceful whites to militant Negroes who want to destroy America.
Emotional whites are why the criminals are allowed to destroy the country.
That has nothing to do with you equating them to the people who burned our cities versus peaceful mourners.
They're equated because they're of the same lame spirit.
Says you, that's baloney.
Then why aren't the whites doing anything? Why aren't the whites succeeding?
Because we're peaceful, or the other side are using violence to get what they want.
So you think that whites need to be violent?
Pardon me?
So you think whites need to be violent and then they would succeed?
No, I'm not advocating violence.
Because every time a white because every time a white gets violent, they crack down even further on the whites.
Well, okay, I'm glad you said that.
Yeah.
Well, okay, because I want to say this. You crack down on me with a ban for nothing, and you give that slime ball in Arizona all the time he wants to lie to you and the audience and to do and to promote evil, and you do it with a smile on your face. So when it comes to cracking down on whites, just like the FBI, and I'm not talking about today's FBI, I'm talking about the FBI under J. Edgar Hoover. They came down on white people, the Klan, the Nazis, and the rest of them, and did nothing. Nothing to the Communist Party. It was a double standard then, and you're following that double standard by banning me years ago and keeping Scumbag on your air every day for 40 minutes. Like I said, call it the Hake and Snake Show, and I would be willing to accept that. I would say at least you're being honest in your title. You give the guy 40 minutes every day. He's
I got to run, man. You're repeating yourself.
Yeah,
have sure. A good one. Bye. What a mess. Rika, Frederica in Los Angeles is on the line. Frederick, what's
Hello,
up?
Hello, good morning, Hank. How's it going?
Going well.
All right. Listen, that caller, I don't know. I'm not going to assume he has a point, but he sounds like he's pretty Like, I don't know. He feels some type of way. I don't know. But anyway, I was calling to try to get on the phone.
So you couldn't actually make any point.
Yeah, I know. I wasn't going to talk about him.
All right.
But William, the one I was wanting to call about.
Right. He didn't want to talk to you.
Yeah, I know. But I wanted to explain to you that during COVID.
Yes.
When probably all the white people left Guatemala that came back to check on their property, it was the working class citizens that wasn't paying their rent. Section 8 and HUD vans, they kept paying their rent. You know what I'm saying? Right. So they lost out from the people who wasn't on Section 8.
Yeah, and Section 8 are not the... in. Fair point. Section 8 are not the only bums in America.
Exactly. That's yeah. what I'm saying.
So and we need to get rid of all people, this communist, socialist, Marxist stuff.
Facts. But I was going to say another thing.
You said facts?
I said facts. Facts.
Facts.
If whatever label or identity you want to put it with, it's God's plan. So the labels ain't going to stand. They're going to fall off eventually, and it's going to be what it is. Because when you can't control somebody in your house, that looks bad as you as a man, as a property owner. When Mr. Mad tried to call in and talk stuff about the stuff I own and the stuff I do.
Oh, now you're feeling like you have to defend yourself over something several weeks ago owner. On the American Anchor, baby, on a Friday show.
No, I'm. This is the stuff that I put out freely. I am a property owner. I rent Section 8 homes to people. You know what I'm saying?
Are you choosy about the Section 8 people whom you
no,
rent to?
No, I know how to handle the people in my home.
So
I
could take anybody in? Any old person, yeah. You don't even look into their background?
Nope.
Not at all.
They got kids. I'm a man, and I know how to talk to the kids. I know how to teach them to cut the grass and get good grades.
Nice.
Like the lower, yeah.
So you're like a father figure to all these single mothers whom you're putting up for Section 8.
I guess that's what God wants. Is God's plan? Because y'all running from it. Y'all look at a building of 100 tenants and claim the other 90 are bad people because 10 tenants live in a low income building. How is that? Oh, they Section 8. They live in the same building as this person, but now the whole building is shitty.
Hey,
how
hey.
How is that? I'm so sorry. That was a,
I accept. Oh, I can so tell.
I'm so sorry.
Nice.
I was just talking. I'm so sorry, Hank. But I wasn't no trying to say that. But you know how they try to say all hood bash is bad apartments or it's in a bad neighborhood? No, it's not. Why do they make that assumption and then don't want to do it? But I'm not going to fight for y'all to be hood bash or Section 8 lovers. It's God's plan. Maybe all black people are supposed to be getting the money in the check. Because once the house paid for, you get that Section 8 money forever. Forever as a landlord.
So you're getting free money from the government, and so is this. Listen, so are these lame-o bums on Section 8.
I'm not getting free money. I earned my money. What are you talking about? I'm a veteran. I'm not.
Veterans don't earn their money. They get free money, too.
Wow, Hank. How do veterans get free
money? Hank, the based veteran basher. Disrespecter. I do not respect veterans. Not as a knee-jerk response, anyway. Oh, thank you for your service. Get out of here.
That's you and your watchers have to live with you and you spouting that off. You might have a few veterans in your show. It's God's plan. They're going to walk away.
They
from
know
you
I'm right. You, they know I'm right. They just went in for
you
the perks.
Anything for clout. You got called out, and I had a friend that does anything for clout. They bring on these people that they just need content for.
Now you're imagining my motives.
No, I'm not speaking. No,
you accusing me of doing anything for clout?
He's entertaining, and that's why you keep him on. That's not. That's like using somebody for entertainment. That's
well,
like
that's what anybody ever does is use people.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And plus, I get sucked into.
I try to enlighten people. Wow. I know.
You imagine yourself as doing that. That's funny. I got to run, Frederick. It's good talking with you. I guess.
Hey, how you give? No, I'm just playing.
All right. Yeah, I'm coming
Maybe
down to the wire.
If you weren't simping for Guatemalans, we would have had more time.
But she had an interesting call, to be
you
honest.
You let an immigrant in before an American. That's wrong, Hank.
I know,
you
but that's...
just let an immigrant in America before an American. It made me wait because she was a female. You said, ladies first.
The first shall be last.
I'll see how you play.
Indeed.
All right. Have a great day.
You too. Bye. John in New York on the line here. John, thank you for calling and holding there, man. I'm going to try to whip through these calls. I'll give you a minute. Go for it.
Yeah, I wanted to comment if you knew anything about what happened in the Bronx.
There were two
migrants on a motorcycle, and they shot into a corner of people. People that were hanging out in the corner.
I hadn't heard that incident. When did this happen?
Yeah, this is, I think it was yesterday or maybe the day before, but I pulled this out on YouTube, and I hear it all over the news. So, the mayor, in New York we have Mayor Adams.
Yes.
He said that was a byproduct of not putting the migrants to work. How could you put migrants to work when they're undocumented?
Wow.
I mean, and but he says things to kind of protect his position.
Yeah.
But it's obvious. I mean,
and were they truly migrants? Are you sure that they were migrants who did this? These illegals? They were illegals?
I believe so. Okay. It's not. I'm not sure.
It's not confirmed.
Migrants, but okay. They had motorcycles that don't have licenses.
Oh. So
what are you going to see? All in front of the hotels.
Two scooters.
Scooters. Weird. So, what do they do? They're concentrating on putting a band on scooters instead of really just getting to the nitty gritty of who's doing it.
AP reports 4 people were shot, 1 fatally, on a street corner in the Bronx Tuesday evening by shooters riding scooters. That's crazy, man. Victims ranged in age from 23 to 37. Gunshot wounds to their legs. The 4th 29-year-old man hit in the legs and chest and later died, according to Assistant Police Chief Benjamin Gurley. Wow, what a mess, man.
Yeah, so I just want to comment on something, if you allow me to read something. And
okay.
Then maybe from what I say, some other people can comment on it.
Yeah.
I'm saying, look, the mayor and the people that voted for him are the same constituents and premise of taking down white patriarch views. They support the false narratives of systemic racism, and they'll do anything to attain it. What it really is hating white people.
Yeah.
And it's the passion to be a freedom rider of this so-called suppressed minorities. This is one of the components that creates crap like this.
You know why they hate whites is that the whites, just as Flor from Guatemala said earlier this hour, that the whites have this moral standard of keep your stuff clean, follow the law, be honest, work hard or work enough, and be independent.
Well, it's all the same.
And that stuff, those are standing in the way of their communist, socialist, mama spirit agenda. The whites have a little bit of the father spirit, just remnants of it, and that's enough to hate them.
It's remnants. But, it's not only black people. I don't want to just
single out. Oh, no, yeah, no, it's evil.
It's white liberals with the black, with the fascism of black politics.
True.
And, this is the whole thing. The only thing that the same people that vote for this, right, is what happens, that it backfires.
Right.
It goes right into your neighborhoods, as in the Bronx. It goes right into the neighborhood of the people that voted for them on the basis of race culture, and not common sense. So it backfires. If you're going to vote race culture wise, then it's going to backfire. Like, you're going to turn the gun on yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. True,
so,
man.
So, but the Bible's right. Whatever you sow, you're going to reap.
Yeah.
So, amen.
Amen.
But that's what I want to bring out there. I have to get out of here myself. So,
great hearing from you, John in New York. Call me again sometime.
Bye.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
Mays, my favorite caller from the sundown town of Dayton, Ohio, is on the line here. Mays, you only have just a minute or two. Go.
Yes. It was nice of the guy that you had on yesterday that was discussing how he was in the military.
Come close to the phone.
The guy that you had on yesterday that was discussing that he had been in the military for 30 years.
Oh, yeah, I sort of remember that.
It was a nice conversation you had with him.
The 87-year-old black man.
Yes.
Yeah.
No,
thank
people
you.
Get mad with you just because you don't want to be like them. You're being yourself. That's what they need to do, is stop letting somebody else use their brain. They can be better people.
Yeah.
That's what I think. Getting mad and getting all hot in the college just because of what somebody said.
True.
What's wrong with that?
That's insane.
Yeah, and the one from Guatemala, now she said that they adopt a Guatemala adopt children and bring them to America. Are we doing that? Or the CWP is doing that? Who's doing that?
Maybe the CWP is the Caucasian white people. They do they do a lot of interracial adoption. The do-gooders.
They come from Russia too.
Yeah, I know. I know some people adopted from Russia. What's that?
They don't have enough kids over here to adopt. That they got to go to some other country and bring them over here.
I think it's kind of a do-gooder thing. Save them from a rough life in Russia. I don't know what the idea is.
And then I want to tell you about Section 8 and the projects.
Okay.
Now, that's the difference between Section 8 and the project. Did you know that?
Yes, I know that.
And you know Section 8 was meant for who? CWPs. Because they didn't want them to know that they were poor, and they put them in the neighborhoods with the people that had stuff. And then when you come about how they keep their stuff clean,
so they're helping the
maid when they go in there and clean their houses, who's doing the cleaning and who's doing the nothing.
It was made for it was made for the whites, but the blacks are benefiting from it a lot.
No. It was the poor whites was put in Section 8 with the people that had like middle class. They were stuck in there.
We'll have to talk again, Maze. I got to run.
Oh, since our people start working behind the desk and can see what's going on, you can't just stick anything out there and think we believe it. And I just like I said,
gotta go, Maze.
Kamala Wan later, she married her man for citizenship because that's what a lot of people paying for.
That's an accusation. She just said that that's not true. But
I said a lot of people paying people.
Right? Okay, I got
to
run. Good talking to you.
Have a good one.
You too. Guys, this has been the Hake Report. It's time for some music. It is Volmar Wednesday. This track is entitled "Who You Have Never Spoken With." Parentheses spilled upon the ground. Adios, America. Joel Friday next. Callers, call me tomorrow. Bye. The Hake and Snake Show. We allow snakes like Mark and Joe. And the snake pit.
I've been looking for my lover, but there is no one I'm in love with, and there's someone in my corner who I've never even spoken with.
Chris in Mississippi, I gotta talk to you tomorrow, man.
There is a light, son, look around, you've got to wake up, look around.
David from Ocala, I can't get to you, man.
Since it's hard to find a lover and there's no one I'm in love with, I'll go digging in my closet for the ones I've never spoken with. There is a light, son, look around. This isn't right, what have you found? You've got to wake up, look around, you've got to think of what you've found.
Justin Vollmar, I think he's Christian. This is like a biblical reference.
Now here without a lover, in the pits I chose to dwell, and I've got them in my bowels, the ones I wouldn't ever fall in love with. And now there is no light, son, look around. This isn't right. What have you found? What have you spilled upon the ground? Oh, you've got to wake up, look around. You've got to think of what you've found. What have you spilled upon the ground? Who have you spilled upon the ground? Oh, oh, oh.
So manly, right? Don't answer that. Peace in the Middle East, or maybe in your heart. Bye.